is TJ Riggins Overtime.
And there's a guy on the social medias that is saying he's not falling for anybody's mess. So don't even try to get anything over on him. Listen.
I think everybody lying so you can say your breath. I'm talking about, I don't care if you put it on God, your mama, your auntie, your granny, you lying. So don't even just say your breath. Just say your breath.
You say your breath.
Say your breath. Everybody lying.
Everybody lying. Now, that makes me believe that he's from my region of the country. Not just South, but I think that's a Louisiana, Mississippi kind of accent because he said ainty instead of auntie. He said ainty.
Yeah, a lot of people say auntie.
Yeah. So that's not what aunt. They say in my Louisiana is ainty. That's my ainty house. Say your breath.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
So there's a company called Colossal Biosciences, and they're going to bring back the woolly mammoth by 2028.
Yeah.
We've talked about this on the show maybe a year or so ago when they launched this campaign, but they raised $200 million for this one project. They've got a whole website, a whole mission. I don't know why they're doing. I'm sure you can go find out, but and I think this people's complaint about Elon Musk is valid when they're like, "You got all this billions and billions of dollars. Why are you trying to go land on Mars? We got people here that need help." But I also understand exploration; it's important and stuff like this. But bringing back a woolly mammoth for what?
But it's also not Elon Musk's duty to help people.
True, absolutely. You know? I see both sides of the argument.
But there. You know anything about space and the planets and all that, it could be the greatest mission and accomplishment in the world, and I'm just not interested in that stuff.
Yeah,
but the mammoth, woo!
You like this?
No. And is it necessary to always call it the woolly mammoth? I mean, come on, we get it. A mammoth's a mammoth. Were there bald ones?
Yeah, there might be. Well, that's the name of it.
The woolly mammoth.
The hairy toad or whatever. Yeah, so I just don't see the point. Like, I kind of get why you'd want to go to Mars, you dominate a new planet, whatever you want to do. But just bringing back an extinct animal like that, it doesn't even make sense to me.
And they're not going to do it. Are they doing it with breeding and crossbreeding and all? Or do they have a woolly mammoth skeleton that they're going to try to revive?
It sounds very eerily similar to what they did in Jurassic Park.
I never saw that.
They've got the DNA that was, you know, encased in amber. I don't know that that's how they did it, but they had the DNA and they're going to crossbreed it with whatever the current variation of a woolly mammoth is, like an elephant or a yeti.
A Sasquatch.
Bigfoot. I don't know.
What they're going to do is they're going to make the Bigfoot get it on with an elephant.
We're going to put them in a room.
We're going
to pop them up on the Viagra.
We're going to turn on some Marvin Gaye music.
Get some wine cooler, some night train, and see where things go.
We just got to hope that old Sasquatch is a chubby chaser. So yeah, they're not going to do this. This is not going to get done.
Yeah, they said by 2028, so we'll see. Woolly mammoths.
Well, at least it's a date that we can actually see, you know, coming. To determine whether or not they failed.
Yeah, but ha ha. Right.
Those global warming people, we're talking about climate change people, by the year 3030, we'll be uninhabitable. Well, nobody around now will be able to see it. So.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
Today is National Handwriting Day. And at the risk of sounding like an elderly person, people don't care about handwriting. No one cares about the quality of handwriting anymore. So I think this holiday is probably going to go away.
Penmanship. I heard they're bringing back the teaching of cursive writing and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the point now? I mean, you have a whole generation that never learned. And
that doesn't make it right.
Yeah, maybe. Do you think it's important to learn cursive?
Yeah. It's just as important to learn other things as it is to learn other things in school that you think you're never going to use as an adult.
You think?
Yeah.
Do you write cursive?
No.
Do you know how to write cursive?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just terrible. But it's always been terrible. My handwriting's always been terrible. I used to get bad grades in the handwriting stuff.
Well, today is your day to improve.
I'm going to do it.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
Riggins, do you get mad if you're watching TV with somebody and they've got control of the remote and they're not doing it right, or they're going too fast? You just don't like their skills of operating the remote control.
I can't say I've ever encountered that.
Yeah, and if most people do, it's like it's kind of annoying, or you say, give me the remote, or whatever. But then you move on about your business.
Sure.
There's a guy in Maryland. The officials there say that he and his friend got into an argument over a remote control. And it was a relative, actually, like a cousin. And he stabbed his relative in the head and neck because they were arguing over the remote control.
You stabbed him in the head?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So the victim is alive, been treated for severe injuries. So now they've got the description of the guy out there looking for him, the assailant, alleged assailant.
Yeah.
But I think he's just he's going to be too hard to find because he's going to blend in too easily. He's 6 feet tall, weighs 220 pounds, and he's missing his left arm.
Oh, hello. Hello. Hello.
So that is, a one-armed man stabbing somebody over a remote control.
A big boy. They didn't even include any of the details about what one was trying to watch or the other one.
No, that's what I always say. It's journalistic malpractice.
Yeah.
Not to tell the readers what the argument was about.
We did. It's about a remote control.
But who wanted what in the argument? Was the cousin going too fast with it? Was the cousin camping out on things and he wanted him to change it? I mean, there's so many things that you could argue about with a remote control.
Yeah. Did he try to hand it to him with the arm that he didn't have as a joke? Like, here, you control it.
So, right. Yeah. So then you wouldn't even describe that as an argument over a remote control. You'd say he stabbed him because he insulted him about his arm missing.
Right. Wow. What a scene.
Yeah, but they can't find
him. They can't find him.
They can't find him.
6 foot guy, one arm, 220 pounds,
one arm,
covered in blood. Get out. Where is this happening?
In Maryland.
Oh, in Maryland. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Go figure it out, guys.
Should be pretty easy,
I would think.
Mm-hmm. But then they said he's missing his left arm. Now, don't falsely accuse somebody you see who's missing their right arm and has blood on them and 6 feet, 220 pounds.
Dumb question. How do you arrest that person with the handcuffs? What do you do?
I guess you would handcuff them to their belt or something.
Yeah, okay.
I'm guessing. Good question, though.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, tjriggins.com.
So, Riggins, you were born in the South, right, in North Carolina. Were all three of you and your two brothers all born in North Carolina, or was your one brother born in Chicago?
They were both born in Chicago. Okay,
so your parents didn't move here until they were already born.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever know anybody growing up that had been to a kibbutz?
A kibbutz?
Kibbutz.
I don't know if we're saying the same thing.
In Israel, were you?
Yeah.
You did know somebody there?
No, I didn't, but no.
The Jewish people I know call it a kibbutz.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've never heard of that.
Believe it or not, my point is that growing up in Winfield, Louisiana, I never knew anybody either that had gone to a kibbutz.
Not super hot here.
I bet. I'm the only person from there that knows what it means.
Probably.
Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, tjriggins.com.
TJ, I don't know if you've seen this story, but I think this person is in the running for the worst person of 2025.
Okay.
We're only 1 month into this year, but I think she takes the cake. She has been charged with a variety of crimes. What police accuse this Australian woman of doing, or rather the Sunshine Coast, I believe that's in the UK. They think she was poisoning a one-year-old little girl over the course of a year and creating online like GoFundMe accounts to raise money for this girl.
Oh yeah.
It's not her own daughter. It's a family friend. And the it's a one-year-old, and she's been poisoning this kid with over-the-counter medications and things like that, and then creating a variety of like fundraiser events online. Yeah.
So instead of just making up stories about the little girl being sick, she actually made her sick.
Made her sick.
For pictures and videos and all of that.
Yeah. God. So the world has come together and said, yeah, we need to put her in jail for probably for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
I think that's an appropriate sentencing.
Yeah, and well, I think maybe even execute.
Yeah, I don't think
I'm a big proponent for child abusers, especially sexual abusers of children. They need to be executed. Maybe not this one though. This would be in prison for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
But
and it's kind of a dark story, but I think this is truly probably the worst person of 2025 thus far.
Yeah, it's a rotten person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whose kid is it?
It's a they think it's a family friend. They only say in the court documents that she was an acquaintance of the family. So it sounds like it was the mother's friend's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't have any kids of her own, I don't believe. But awful story.
How much money did she make off of it?
They put it here in the story. Thousands. Thousands. Mm. Yeah. It's still an active investigation, but... I mean, can you think of a worse?
Sick.
Really awful.
Absolutely sick.
Awful. Mm.
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. This is TJ Riggins overtime.
It's being widely reported that there is a Dunkin' Donuts shortage in multiple states, and it's causing major problems for one of the most popular franchises in the country and maybe in the world. Dunkin' Donuts is everywhere.
I mean, shortage of locations or shortage of donuts?
Shortage of donuts. Said it's a manufacturing problem at one of their many plants.
Yeah.
But stores across the nation are affected.
Because of the winter storms and stuff?
I guess.
Because they don't do the donuts in each store.
Right.
You know, they come in from a warehouse kind of thing.
Yeah. But, you know, people are obsessed, you know, especially up in the Northeast. They love their Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, I know.
Dunkin' Donuts. What are we going to do without our donuts? Donuts. That's how they say it.
I like all of their other stuff. And their donuts are okay.
Yeah, they're all right.
Yeah. But I love all the other things that they have.
Good coffee.
Yeah.
Good people. And you can find them anywhere. But I'm sorry if you're dealing with this. Oh, no.
What are you going to do?
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.